Chapter 20. Looking back, I can see that this conversation with Mameha marked a shift in my view of the world. Beforehand, I'd know nothing about Mizwage. I was still a naive girl with little understanding. But afterward, I could begin to see what a man like Dr. Crabb wanted from all the time and money he spent in Gion. Once you know this sort of thing, you can never unknow it. I couldn't think about him again in quite the same way. Back at the Okia later that night, I waited in my room for Hatsumomo and Pumpkin to come up the stairs. It was an hour or so after midnight when they finally did. I could tell Pumpkin was tired from the way her hands slapped on the steps, because she sometimes came up the steep stairway on all fours like a dog. Before closing the door to their room, Hatsumomo summoned one of the maids and asked for a beer. "No, wait a minute," she said. "Bring two. I want Pumpkin to join me." "Please, Hatsumomo-san," I heard Pumpkin say. "I'd rather drink spit." "You're going to read aloud to me while I drink mine, so you might as well have one. Beside, I hate when people are too sober. It's sickening." After this, the maid went down the stairs. When she came up a short time later, I heard glasses clinking on the tray she carried. For a long while, I sat with my ear to the door of my room, listening to Pumpkin's voice as she read an article about a new kabuki actor. Finally, Hatsumomo stumbled out into the hallway and rolled open the door to the upstairs toilet. "Pumpkin," I heard her say, "don't you feel like a bowl of noodles?"
"No, ma'am."
"See if you can find the noodle vendor and get some for yourself so you can keep me company." Pumpkin sighed and went right down the stairs, but I had to wait for Hatsumomo to return to her room before creeping down to follow. I might not have caught up with Pumpkin, except that she was so exhausted she couldn't do much more than wander along at about the speed mud oozes down a hill, and with about as much purpose. When I finally found her, she looked alarmed to see me and asked what was the matter.
"Nothing is the matter," I said, "except I desperately need your help." "Oh, Chiyo-chan," she said to me. I think she was the only person who still called me that. "I don't have any time. I'm trying to find noodles for Hatsumomo, and she's going to make me eat some, too. I'm afraid I'll throw up all over her."
"Pumpkin, you poor thing," I said. "You look like ice when it has begun to melt."
Her face was drooping with exhaustion, and the weight of all her clothing seemed as if it might pull her right onto the ground. I told her to go and sit down, that I would find the noodles and bring them to her. She was so tired, she didn't even protest, but simply handed me the money and sat down on a bench by the Shirakawa stream.